H-Town, we are back. I am the Ultimate Fan, and you are on the Ultimate Fan Experience. Today, my guest, and also, I might say, one of my really close friends, Chief Texan, a.k.a. Nuff Said Tailgaters, a.k.a. my friend, Freddie. Freddie, welcome to the show, man.
Proud of you, man. You're doing good. Your star's rising, baby. Your star's rising.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. It's been a long time in the works, and I'm glad we were able to finally get in the studio and get some things done, man. And I'm glad to have you as my second guest on my show. And it's been a wild ride, and it's been a lot of fun. I will say that we got a lot of traction on the first podcast, and it was kind of nerve-wracking a little bit. But I was glad that it's over with now. Get all the jitters gone and stuff like that, man. First off, I just wanted to thank you, man, because one of the things that I've always noticed is that your tailgate is one of the bigger tailgates in the Houston, Texas. And there's like you have a motto about when you come to your tailgate. Let the fans know what your motto is at the tailgate.
I have three rules. Everybody's welcome. No drama. Have fun.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
And I tell you what, and all three of those things, 9 times out of 10 happen.
Ten times out of ten. I can say we've never had any problems. We had somebody die there, but we saved their life.
Right.
You know, it's like,
and even that got some traction with J.J. Watt even, too. I think he was the one, he ended up giving the guy who actually passed away a jersey, because I guess they had to cut the first one off of him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they had to cut his J.J. Watt platinum jersey off, and they came out and gave him an autographed jersey. I mean, you know, the guy could have walked 20 different directions.
Right.
And he happened to walk towards our tailgate. We're like, hey, y'all come in and have a drink. Boom. At my tailgate, we had...
Hopefully it wasn't the drink that got him.
No, he hadn't even got there yet. But we had an EMT there. We had a cardiac nurse there and two other nurses there that did CPR on him until the ambulance got over there and loaded him up and he saved him.
Right.
You know, and it's like he could have went 10 different directions, but fate took him straight to us.
Man, that is crazy. And I will say another thing that I do like about this. I mean, a few years ago, I ran my own tailgate for a little bit, and we always gave back to the military. We never charged them an entry fee. We never charged them for any food, any drink that we gave them. It was all given to them. And of course, when you took over, I want to say it was the End Zone King, correct?
Yeah.
Like the End Zone King's area. Who, you know, rest in peace, Enzo. We love you, brother. And but when you took that over, that was one of the things you did too, man. I mean, the military, they come by, it's free drinks,
oh,
free,
yeah,
food too, right?
Yeah, come on in.
Enjoy
yourself.
You're
not leaving without eating something.
Right.
Now you can't drink in uniform most of the time. Some of them might sneak a little bit, but, you know, we make sure they get fed. We make sure they
Absolutely.
Get thanked for their service, and we take care of them, and you know, that's what it's all about.
And that's another cool experience there in itself, you know, getting to see the military, the police officers, they come by, they make sure we're doing good and things like that. I will say this, you have a unique way of bringing fun to your tailgate. I'll let you explain it, because the fire truck in itself is an experience all in itself. I mean, you pull up and it's literally a drive up party.
Yeah, I can take it. Actually, took it to your neighbor's house for his son's graduation.
Actually, you did. You actually brought it to my house, and it was a cul-de-sac, and
yeah,
and we had a really good time. You know,
yes, yeah, it's basically 1959 International. I got a margarita machine, a shot machine I invented, so you got every shot ice cold on tap.
Mm-hmm.
I got the TV sets. We got tables. We got everything. All you got to do is pull up. Got a pellet grill on the back. You pull up, set your tables up, put your tents up, and
2 turntables and a microphone.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, and the DJ. I got the DJ booth.
It's definitely a DJ booth there.
I got,
man,
the new fire truck I'm working on.
Nice. I heard about it. I heard it's a little bit bigger.
Yes.
It's a little bit newer.
It has 6 seats in it. I fixed the air conditioner last weekend.
Nice. The fire truck in itself, it's, you know, it's very unique because the old style of it and everything like that. But I mean, you build a tailgate around it. And I will say you've had anywhere between 200 to 400 people show up. Is that right?
I'm
in the right area.
Yeah,
right?
I've had 300 people from San Diego, 300 plus.
Right.
from San
There's
Diego.
Other fans, yeah. That was one of the ones where I walked in. I wasn't sure if I was at the right tailgate or
yeah,
not.
Actually, the Cleveland game last year in the playoffs was the first time we had mounted patrol come over. And usually all the officers, they come by and we give them water and barbecue and make sure they're fed. So, you know, I was like, hey, guys, what, y'all need anything? And they're like, no, we were told to come over here because there was a crowd gathering. I'm like,
well, that's,
you know,
that's the purpose. You know, that's the exact purpose of tailgating, you know.
We got no issues here. They stayed a little while. I was like, eh, everybody's good.
Come one, come all, right?
Yeah.
Well, the tailgate started out with just with you and another guy, right?
Yes. Me and my buddy Dave, we decided to tailgate one day. So we went out there. We had one parking spot, a barbecue pit as big as a sheet of notebook paper. We had $200 steaks on there, and that was it. That's how it started. And then, you know, I progressed and moved over and got another spot, and then put a barbecue pit on the back of my truck, a bigger one, and then it just kind of grew. And then my ex-mother-in-law, we're going through my father-in-law's stuff, and she's like, here's his old fire helmet, do something with it.
Right.
All right. So I went and got it custom painted, and I was like, well, I need a fire suit. So I got on eBay and found a red and white fire suit. I have never seen another one ever since.
Right.
It was like it was meant to be. Ordered it, got it, and we were in Denver. And one of my friends was like, I go, man, I'm going to get a school bus to tailgate. And he goes, man, you need a fire truck. 3 days later, on the fire truck.
Driving up to get it.
Yeah. And it was funny because like 2 weeks later, I drove it to our next home game. And I drove in and parked in my spot, and I told my buddy I was getting a fire truck. Well, he pulled in, and I'm sitting there looking at him in the parking lot, and he's just sitting in his car, like, looking back and forth, like, where's Freddie? And I had to walk over and was like, waved at him, and he looked, was like, you really bought a fire truck?
Right.
It's like, yep, and that's, I mean, it just started growing from there.
So let me ask you this, man. What are you looking forward to this season? Out of everything so far, season not started, we haven't even been to training camp yet.
Winning the Super Bowl, baby. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I think we're all been looking for that for a long time. But, I mean, it looks like it's in the grasps. You know, I mean,
we have a tough schedule this year. We do have a tough schedule.
Right.
But you know, we play a lot of good teams this year. But
right. As CJ said, those weak-ass Cowboys, we play those weak-ass Cowboys.
I ain't worried about them. They're going to choke. We already know that.
Well, even if they don't choke, then, you know, at least they can choke when they play us.
And
right?
I'm looking forward to some revenge on the Jets.
Yes. Oh, man.
Should have won that. Reason we should have lost that game.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were not at the Jets game last year, first off, it was miserable.
Raining.
Miserable. Raining. I don't think there was a dry spot in the house. You know, Freddie and I, we went up there together. We traveled up there. And I think I still say it was because they did not let me in with my belt.
Yeah.
I was very, very perturbed when I walked up there and the guy goes, hey, man, you can't take that in. It's a weapon. And I'm like, it's around my waist. He's like, but it can still be used as a weapon. I was like, listen, man, I have trouble getting that thing on. What makes you think I'm going to take it off?
But you got to take this.
Yeah. This guy wears a full-on fire suit into this place, and they don't say a word. They didn't even open it up to see if he had anything in there. He could have had weapons in there. They didn't even check. And then on top of that, the dude stays dry the whole time because it's a fire suit and, you know, water doesn't get to it. And here I am just waterlogged because we're like standing out in an open stadium.
It's raining.
All raining season.
But I wouldn't trade it for anything, though.
It was a really cool experience, right?
Yes.
It was. We were supposed to be sitting on the Texan side, but I think that somehow got messed up. We ended up on the other side, but we still sat front row.
Yeah,
so it was just really cool. And, of course, you know, it was a crappy game because we ended up losing, you know, CJ that game.
Yeah.
We ended up losing Nico that game. And I think my highlight with the game was actually getting to meet a guy that I've, like,
Fireman Ed,
man. When I saw that guy and to watch him orchestrate an audience, you
the
know,
whole
I mean,
stadium.
Just, they shut up. His hat comes off. His hat comes
silence.
Off, and it's silence. Like you can hear a pin drop in this stadium, and that is crazy in itself, you know. And then when he just all of Jets, and then the crowd just erupts.
It is crazy the way he commands the whole crowd,
and they listen.
Yeah, they just listen in tune.
It is
it's
so
like,
cool.
We need that in Houston,
right? Exactly. And I'm working on it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm working on it, and I'm gonna, you know, see what I can do about, you know, getting that H-Town chant going. That's that's my goal, you know. I mean, it's to really get a chant going in the, you know, in the stadium. And that swarm chant, it's working. I think with our defense getting better and better, I think that's gonna help out too. We just
push
need
it a little,
bit of push, you know. So Cal, Hannah, you know, we're as fans, we're trying to make this chant work. We definitely want to, you know, definitely get this crowd on their feet and give them a reason to cheer. And I know that's what they've done for so far. And so, but Super Bowl, that's it.
What else is there?
I figured bringing you on, being a Texans fan, what more way to see how big of a Texans fan you are, to give you a little trivia. Right. We'll put a little trivia on your brand.
Man.
You're old, but are you trying to say you can't remember stuff, or you're just old because you remember everything?
Well, I remember what needs to be remembered nowadays, not everything.
All right, well, let's see if you know.
Like this left shoe, right shoe.
Right.
You know, the important things.
The shirt goes on the top, not the bottom. Got you. But, all right, let's start with this one. This is a really good one. Who was the first head coach of the Houston Texans?
Dom Capers.
There he is. Look at that, man. Okay, this is kind of a tough one. Which quarterback led the Texans to their first playoff victory?
It was hint. Our backup.
Yeah. I was going to say hint, not Matt Schaub.
Yeah, it was our backup because he got hurt. What was his name? It wasn't Rosenkopf.
Two letters. No, not Rosenkopf. No. Two letters in the first name.
Oh, shoot. I know who it is. I just can't think of it. Yeah, I don't know.
Mr. T.J. Yates.
T.J. Yates.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I was like, I knew it was the backup because Schaub got hurt.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Who holds the record for the longest field goal in Texans history?
Oh, shoot. What was his name? It's not Fairbairn. Well, he did kick a long one last year, 61, I think.
And that is actually the record. That is actually the record. He holds the record right now, a 61-yarder. So, good job. You know, I mean, you thought it wasn't him, but still, you named off that he kicked a 61-yarder. But, yeah, it was him. We had some really good kickers.
Yeah, I forgot he did
have
that long one.
And to tell you the truth, my wife hates Fairbairn. She hates him. Boy, she's like every
– The problem I have with him is when it's clutch – he's gonna miss it.
Well, now. And he had his little stint. Yeah, he had his little stint.
He'll kick every field goal all year, and it's like all you got to do is make this one, we win the game.
And Fairbairn, if you ever want to come on here and set the record straight, you're by all means,
you know,
you're more welcome to come.
He's a good
guy.
So
absolutely,
you know,
I love him, and he's got a leg on him.
Oh yeah,
he's got a leg on him.
He
really
does.
He's gotten better. So, and this is one I love, man. I can hear this answer a million times. Who were the two winners in the NFL honors this year?
Will Anderson and CJ Stroud.
Absolutely. Rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year.
And it should have been coach of the year.
And it should have been. It should have been. And there is a funny story in that, too, is getting to be in the audience or whatever is winning fan of the year last year. And so I'm in there, and they're, you know, I'm just waiting. And I'm so excited because you heard CJ win and you heard Will win. And we're in the audience, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm waiting, and they're like, okay, and the winner is, and you hear me in the background. And if you ever listen to the Honors Awards Center, you'll hear D'Amico Ryans in the super loud voice, and that's me in the corner.
And the AP Coach of the Year presented by Verizon is?
I had so many texts going, That's Steve. I know that was you that did that, and it was me.
So
I yelled his name,
so,
I expected it too. There's no reason why.
Nobody expected us to have the year we had.
No, although I will say, the moment I heard D'Amico was going to be our coach, I was like, "That's it. That's the spark we needed as Houston Texans."
I knew
fans.
We were going to be better than the previous couple of years. I figured, you know, 500. You know, it's everybody's first year getting acclimated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. Caught fire.
Now we're on that gravy train, man, and I'm supping off the sauce, man. Give me the bread, ladies and gentlemen. But this is one that I thought was really good too. Who had the most receiving yards in a single game for the Texans last year? Double points if you can name what team he did it against.
I want to say it was the tight end.
Not at the tight end. He is one of our receivers, and he plays for my best college team.
Alabama?
No, I said my best college team.
Okay. Thought you said the best college team.
No. It is the best. I believe they won the championship this past year, so I guess that tells you a little something.
Was it Nico?
It was Nico Collins. It was Nico Collins.
I thought that was
too
easy of an answer. I was right? Like, Nico's too easy if you're asking a trivia question. That's like the obvious answer. You're trying to trick me.
It couldn't be Tank, you know? Yeah, because I was going to say Tank,
but he got injured, so I was like, but Nico.
Maybe Tank can do it this year.
Nico killed it last year.
And it was 191 yards against the Broncos.
I mean, our offense this year is going to be...
Our whole team is going to be this year.
Nico,
you know,
Tank, and Stephon with Mixon coming out of the backfield and Schultz in at tight end.
I mean...
Who can stop it? You've got to double team somebody, and then somebody else is going to be wide open. It's going to be incredible.
What were these people thinking, letting us get Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
It's going to be, I mean.
Our offense is going to be
I mean, you could pick legit a jersey right now. I'm like, I feel bad for, like, other teams because, like, we can have so many players with so many jerseys this year, man. I'm like, which one am I going to wear this one? Number one is what I always wear, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't play that game anymore, you know, now that JJ retired and went on his way. I mean, and, you know, D'Amico Ryans was the first jersey I ever wore in the stadium.
I'm always number 51.
Right.
My granddaughter's birthday, May 1st.
That's
always on all my jerseys.
See? We all have them. There's
And it just so happens to be Will Anderson's number. So. Roll Tide, baby, roll Tide.
There is a little sanity to our madness. Yes. A little bit, you know. So we everybody does a little bit of crazy things. Everybody wears a jersey for a purpose, but
You got that Jimmy Ward.
Hey, you know. It's, you know, I know it's his, but it's mine first, man. Sorry, I was here first, you know, and I'm going to be here after you're gone, my friend. So, but I don't know. I'm getting a little gray, a little older, you know. We'll see how many more years I got in me.
You're what, 63 this year?
Oh, wow, dude. You're going to, man, you just couldn't hold it in, could you? You know, we sat here and we were jawing about it before. We were like, man, you know, I don't know if I can go an hour without jawing with Steve a little bit. And here he goes hitting me with the age thing. Don't let the beard fool you, man. Don't let the beard fool you. I'm still in my 40s.
Yeah.
So, but let's run a couple more. Here's one for you. Name a player that played for the Texans. I'll give you two names. You tell me whether or not he played for the Texans or not. This one shouldn't be hard at all. Josh Norman or Jonathan Joseph?
Ooh, that one's hard. J-Jo, baby.
J-Jo, man. That man, you know, I got kicked out of a game because of him. Sad moment for me, ladies and gentlemen. New England Patriots. J-Jo intercepts the ball. I stand up on the rail. Cheering my boy. Guy comes down and goes, excuse me, sir. You're going to have to leave. Well, the kind of prelude to that was, you know, New England fans, they're not very friendly. And before that happened, they came in and, you know, of course, I was always standing up because I don't ever sit in the stadium. And I was actually sitting five rows back at the time. I didn't have my front row seat and I kept standing up and somebody called in on me. It was a random call and they came up and they got me and they yellow carded me, which still hangs on my wall to this day, by the way. That's one of the memories I have. And they came up there and they said, listen, you know, we're going to give you a warning. You can go back down there. And I went back down and I no longer got to my seat. And J-Jo intercepts the ball, starts running it back, foot rail, foot seat, get up, start cheering. They come down and they were like, all right, now you're blocking people's view. You're going to have to leave. So I literally had to walk out of the stadium, but to my disbelief anyways, I thought they were just going to immediately take me out, but the cops were actually cool. As I was going out there, there were people like, Ultimate, I want to take a picture with you. And I made the cops wait. It took me 45 minutes to get out of the stadium and I'm taking pictures with everybody. And I finally got out of the stadium and I went to the tailgate at the time that was like right closest to my car. And they were like, man, what are you doing here? Like, why are you out here? And I told them I got kicked out of the game and nobody could believe it, man. You know, I don't believe I should have gotten the one warning.
It's
I don't think
stadium.
I should have got the first
Stand
one.
Stand up
right.
and cheer.
Yeah, be on
it's
your feet. You know,
game.
I mean, I was not in the what they call the fan zone
if
or the bullpen.
Sit down,
but
then don't come to the game. Sit down on your couch at home and watch it.
That's the way I look
stand
at it,
stand up and be loud.
You'll have people who say, oh, if I want to come to the game and sit down, you know, I get it. You know, I get it. You know what I mean?
If you don't want to be behind somebody standing up, buy front row.
Man, what are the best, weirdest, worst memories, fan interactions, whether it be NRG Stadium or wherever, it, you know, whatever stadium you were at, what was one of your worst experiences at a tailgate? Or maybe not even a tailgate.
Yeah, tailgates, I really don't have any problems. There was one game, I want to say, might have been Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You know, you have people getting in your face and messing with you. And, you know, for the most part, I just ignore them and keep going. Or, you know, say something self-deprecating and they're like,
"What?
What are you doing?" It confuses them. Yeah, it confuses them. And then you just walk on.
It's a scare tactic, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, like Baltimore last year, you know, sitting in the front row like we always do, and this guy comes down and he walks next to me. He's like, "Where'd you get these seats?" I'm like, "Ticketmaster, like, where everybody gets seats." You know, he's like,
"Silly question.
I know the lady. She never sells these seats." I was like, "Maybe
sold them
it was
today.
Too cold." And then, you know, by the time the game started, we're talking, chit chatting, and by the end of the game, I was hugging his wife by, and he was hugging me by. He goes, "Man," he goes, "honestly." He goes, "On my way walking down here, I saw you standing there in that fire suit." And I'm like, "Who is this a-hole sitting next to me?" He's like, "But you're a really cool guy."
Right.
He's like, "I'm not here to start trouble." Right. You know, I don't know who you sat next to before.
You can hate the team, just don't hate the fan, right? I think one of the cool, well, I'd say cool moments, kind of a scary moment for me was, I'm going to say it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was we play in Atlanta. And, you know, I heard a ruckus behind me, but, you know, you kind of hear that in the game anyways. And so we're at the game and I hear this and all of a sudden I hear Ultimate, they're fighting. And I turned around and I never really gave it any thought. Normally I try not to get involved in anything. But when I saw the guys actually fighting, there was a little girl that was probably two rows from up there. And they were just working their way up in the fight. And they're just tumbling over each other and they're going up the stairs or whatever. And I didn't realize it, but there was a tape, and they're like, tape got sent to me, and they're like, "Dude, you just like grabbed this dude by the throat and like, you know, moved him back or whatever." And I just wanted it to end because the little girl was scared, you know. And I think that was a moment. Was like, and the thing about it was, is like when I broke it up and I realized it wasn't even Atlanta fans. It was two Texans fans arguing over whatever it was, whether it be a beer or whatever it was, or you spilt beer on me or you did this, you know, and you know, apologize and go about your way. There's no reason to make it, you know, violent or whatever. But I will say the most hostile environment that I've ever been into was when the Eagles came to town on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Man, dude, I mean, they came full force, man, because, you know, at that time it was the World Series, too. So it was either you're going to – and we're playing the Phillies, right? So, like, there's two big games in town, and you got the Philadelphia Eagles in town. You got, the Phillies in town. And they're like, okay, do we go to the football game or do we go to the, you know, the Astros
the tailgate
game?
The tailgate was – a lot of Eagle fans.
Exactly, you know. And I will say this, though, most of the Eagle fans were cool. I did have an experience where I actually had – I had let a couple of – you know, where I stand in the front row, you're able to get stuff from guys. You know, or the players coming up, you know, they're throwing stuff. And so I try to give them the experience of getting to meet some of these guys, right?
Yeah.
And so I have two young children in front of me, and I'm literally got my hands on the rails, and I've got people just pushing, and they are just like, they're adamant about reaching over me and things like that. And I turned around, and there was just this one guy, and he just wouldn't stop, right? It was no matter what, he was just like coming over. And finally I said, "Listen, dude, you know, I know security there. They all know me. They all know that what I'm doing is a good deed, you know?"
Yeah.
And he just literally wouldn't stop. And I was like, "Hey, man, you know, like, back up," right? And he was like, "Don't put your hands on me, this, that, and everything." I was like, "This is real quick. Hey, take him out," right? And so they literally took him out. He was up at the top waiting for me when I got up there and was just like, "You know, this is MF-er. I'm gonna beat you down." I didn't even have to do anything. I mean, there was I don't know this guy from this day, but he was probably 6'7", 6'8". He literally just grabbed the dude and goes, "You're not messing with Ultimate. Come on, get out of here." Like, and he was like, he's like, "Listen, dude, just move on." He's like, "You about to get hurt." And that was one of the cool moments for me, because, I mean, I'm not a small guy, but I could have taken care of myself. But it's kind of nice to know that, you know, you got your fan base behind you. So,
yeah.
Cool moments.
Yeah,
cool
I had moments. Actually had Wilson Sporting Goods at my tailgate that week.
Oh.
And they had brought a bunch of Eagle stuff, and they had brought a bunch of Texans stuff. So all the Eagles stuff I was giving to the Eagles fans. And
right.
that one guy pulled me aside, was like, this is weird. We wouldn't do this in Philly. I'm like,
right.
why not?
You right. know, no, we throw beer cans.
Yeah.
Throw, and full beer cans at that.
That's all we do.
Especially if you're a Vikings
and
fan.
He was actually a firefighter, and he went back home. He's like, hey, man, can I send you some stuff? So I gave him my info, and he went home and mailed me a bunch of stuff their fire department, like a beer, you know, they have.
You
know, and it's like, we can all get along.
Yeah, when you give back, too, man, it just shows that, you know, people were more willing to give you stuff.
I would have to say the most hostile environment I was ever in was when we played the Rams at the Coliseum when the Astros had just beat the Dodgers in the World Series.
Oh, wow.
It was insane.
I bet.
When we got off the airplane, they were like, we're all wearing our Astros gear, of course.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all Astros fans' bags may or may not come out on the belt. You know, they were just talking trash in the airport. And there was fights
like, wait a minute,
at the game.
I know I brought luggage.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Well, Freddie, first off, man, I appreciate you coming on here, man, and giving the experience. And I want to let everybody know, if you guys are in the Blue Lot 20, come out. Meet Freddie, introduce yourself, man. He'll, you know, welcome you with open arms. A lot of us will. We're out there. And I'm, you know, I plan on doing this a couple of times, man. There's not just the Blue Lot. You know, we have other lots. We have other tailgates, and some of the tailgates are pretty big. And I'm going to have some guys on here, man. We're going to talk some more tailgating, talk about, you know, what they, you know, what they do and how they do it. Yeah. So, Freddie, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
You know, welcome to the Ultimate Fan Experience, man.
It's great. Proud of you, brother. I'm proud
appreciate
of
it.
You.
Thanks, everybody. We'll join you next week.